just as it was in game one, a 51-41 victory for the girls. And we're here with one of our players of the game, Mia Warner, who had 10 points off the starting lineup here tonight for the girls. Mia, first of all, congratulations. 3-1. I imagine you have to be pretty happy with how things have started this year.
Yes, very happy.
Your thoughts about tonight? Obviously, it wasn't perfect, but you had 7 points in the first quarter. Kind of set the tone early. What was working so well in that opening quarter?
I just thought we really wanted to come out and like set our tone for the game. And so we just really wanted it in that first quarter. So, yeah.
Well, and from there, obviously, Washington was able to get a few runs going. You got in a little bit of foul trouble. But in the third quarter, again, had another nice stretch. What's it been like watching this team? There's been foul trouble on most nights so far. Go so deep. And what's it been like to see so many girls contribute early in the season?
It's honestly kind of just cool for us that we have so much trust in all of us that we know that no matter who's going to be in, we are all going to play together as one and give it our best efforts.
Well, it was the night for the Warners. You had 7 points in the first quarter. Abby came in because of some of that foul trouble. She gets 8 points and had a couple of big steals in that second quarter. Obviously, I know the two of you have had great success together in soccer and in the volleyball ranks, and I'm guessing that was kind of fun to see Abby have a little bit of a fun half and had 13 points tonight.
Yes, it's always fun to see my sister succeed in all of our sports together.
Well, and on top of that, the rest of the team did really nice again, too, as we kind of mentioned. Kylie Tauke had a great second half, among others. You know, as this team moves forward, I'm sure there's things that you want to clean up. Let's start there. What are the things that you'd like to do to play even better? Because I think that's what's been kind of interesting to see is that you've been out-rebounding and out-turnovering teams, but you haven't been able to outscore them big yet. I imagine there's things you want to keep improving on.
Yes. Like, obviously, number one is kind of our foul trouble. We kind of get into that a lot. And then just, like, kind of taking care of the ball more on our offensive side and, like, trying not to, like, rush it because we do have now 35 seconds to have the ball on offense and everything. So we really just want to focus on taking care of the ball on offense.
Well, and this is the second season now with Coach Forsythe, and now you've all been in his system. You've all worked through it throughout the summer, especially for those of you that have returned so far. What kind of things are you able to do now that you've been in this system for a year, and what are you trying to pass along to some of those younger girls to get them up to speed about what Coach Forsythe and the staff wants to accomplish?
Yeah, us seniors have really just, like, trying to take over the new leadership role because we did lose our very big leaders last year, Anna and Reagan and Tori and stuff. And we are just, like, wanting to, like, kind of set examples for them on how to be their true leader in their grade and just, like, shine through that on the court and off the court.
Well, and as we think forward, you're still really early in the season, just 4 games, and you've had a lot of success so far. I'm thinking this Friday with Grinnell. They're a very different Grinnell team than what you've seen, and this is the first time in a long time it feels like you'll have a really good chance to beat them. What are the things you think you have to do well between now and Friday to get yourself ready for that game, and the things that you'll have to do well to knock off this Grinnell team that's been such a thorn in your side now for almost 5 or 6 years?
Yeah, we're just going to have to take practices very seriously the next 2 days. And when our scout team comes, we're going to have to work hard. And because they truly make us better. Having them there with us, like going against the guys, it really does make us compete better because we want to obviously beat the boys. So just really taking that seriously.
Well, and I want to mention, it's actually kind of fun on social media. There's a rivalry that's built these past couple years. What's it been like to have that back and forth with the scout team? And you kind of alluded to it. They really give you an extra step when you're able to play them. It's a lot of really good Logan Solomon, some of those guys who are really good athletes in other sports, and they give you a really good test.
Yeah, it's just kind of fun. Like, we all kind of make jokes while we're playing and everything, and it makes it fun at practices, kind of showing up the boys a little bit at times, so.
Well, and my last question for you, this team, you want to take it to the next level. I know you do, and the senior class does, especially because you've had a couple of seasons in a row where you've had some disappointing ends in the playoffs. What do you think it's going to take to be a team that can compete for one of those 8 spots up at Wells Fargo Arena and to get this program back a step closer to the state tournament?
I really think it's just going to take all of us girls really wanting to be there. Like, it's going to take every single girl on the bench, on the court, no matter where, like, just wanting it more.
That's the incomparable Mia Warner, who's been on our airwaves quite a bit this fall and winter so far. It's great to have you back on, Mia, following a 51-41 win. All the best to you, and I'm sure we'll have another conversation yet this winter to be had.
Thank you.